Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 8th anniversary of Bob Negan. Bob's membership is a member of our Brain Trust, and Bob is the co-author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He's our top retail expert in the Brain Trust. Bob, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. I noticed you're playing. I haven't heard that song for the Little River Band since, I think, 1981.
Yeah.
I know that song.
Yeah, exactly. We're glad you're here. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
Whizbangtraining.com. There's an H in the whiz, bangtraining.com, like an explosion.
If you want to know how, if you got a retail operation, and you want to get better, you want to get more sales, you got to know Bob Negan and his organization. They will absolutely light a rocket, strap a rocket to your backside, and launch you into the retail stratosphere. So please check out his stuff, whizbangtraining.com, and Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age is an outstanding book. Hey Bob, we're talking about cause marketing in
yep.
a previous segment where you align yourself with charities or different causes, things that are people that are, you know, worthy groups in your community. But rather than giving them money, you're talking about giving them, providing a discount for their members, their stakeholders, to come by and do business with you, and give them a hefty enough discount that it's clearly a big deal for you to do this. It clearly motivates them. But if the whole thing works and you write them a big check, if you're obviously thinking relationship now, acquisition, customer acquisition, not that transaction. But if you don't capture the people who come in and build that connection, then you basically, you know, from your business standpoint, it was not a good deal.
Absolutely. You know, and Jim, and for your listeners, at the break, Jim and I were talking about Groupon. And the difference between this and Groupon, you know, there are some parallels, no doubt. But the difference between this and Groupon is Groupon just attracts people who are looking for a great deal. This attracts people who you have an affinity to.
Right.
You are supporting a group that they support.
And the very fact that you are participating in this demonstrates your values to them. And these are people who care about values.
That's exactly correct. And I want to sort of loop back to what you said earlier. You know, this is a customer acquisition tool. And, you know, sure, some of your current customers may end up, coming in. Just take that discount and write it off to relationship building, because it's not about that first sale. It's always about lifetime value of a customer. What's the total dollars they're going to sell? So, yeah, you take a little hit on the margin on that first sale, but then it's critical. To your point, it's critical that you ask them, you invite them to join your loyalty program, you get them on your email list, you find a way to get their contact information so that you can proactively build the relationship and therefore increase the lifetime value of a customer.
Right, absolutely. And I'll tell you, more and more people, especially the younger generations, are watching and noticing and caring about values. You know, this is something that I've been doing a lot of work on in the last couple of years and writing on, Bob, and that is value was the foundation of your relationship with customers for 10,000 years.
Right.
And the price, product, service, availability, et cetera, et cetera. That's the thing that people, was their prime expectation from you. But more and more these days, value is now just the threshold. It's just table stakes. More and more, the foundation of the relationship is putting an S on that word, and that's what people are looking for, because they can get what you buy anywhere. Now the defining decider, the differentiator, more and more between whether they buy from you or from me, Bob, is how they feel about our values.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a wonderful way for you to show your support in your community. It's a wonderful way, you know, there are, you know, several other ancillary benefits. To your point, right. It really shows that you are real. And but, when you approach this correctly, people see it. They know it. They respond to it.
But, Bob, we do have to stick something in here for the cash flow. For the cash flow. Because you can't do, folks, you got to budget this. Because if somehow, you know, people, they descend on you like a Groupon offering, if they descend on you, this could hurt your small business if you don't budget it, if you don't manage it properly.
I would say yes and no. There's a difference between this and Groupon.
I don't want to compare it to Groupon. I'm just saying that, right. that the final analysis is that you do have to withstand that 20% or whatever you give them until you can turn those people into long-term customers.
Right. Well, Groupon is typically 50% or deeper.
Yeah.
So you're going in the hole on the transaction. Most retailers. Now, of course, all of your listeners are in service businesses and things like that. So margins are different for everybody. But for a retailer, and especially because, you know, most retailers can reorder quickly.
Right.
For a retailer to take a 20% discount, you're still making a small profit on the transaction.
Well, I agree. And I'm just saying, just you have to
be careful.
We have to give a nod to cash flow. We have to talk about that. And they're not going to descend on you like they do with Groupon either. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Whiz Bang Training, eight-year anniversary with Bob Nagin. We couldn't do without him. We won't do without him. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.